Are you a pinche gallina? Are you a fucking chicken? Welcome to the Charro Seca podcast, where we believe our families didn't come this far for us to just come this far. I'm your host, Francisco Galvez, with my co-host,
Conrado Bautista.
That's a t-shirt slogan.
I gotta get that t-shirt going. Damn it.
To the listener, I'm gonna ask you a question that we're gonna answer this whole podcast. Are you a pinche gallina? Are you a fucking chicken?
Damn. Yo me volteo, like, oh, shit. Don't call me out.
I'm going to turn off this podcast. Let me go to the other one.
Next. It's uncomfortable, right? Because what do we do?
Sweaty now, no manches.
Because everybody wants to stay in their comfort zone.
Of course.
Everybody wants to be like, not me. Maybe them.
Yeah.
But not me.
No.
But what are you talking about? Not me. And I'm going to... It's you. Fuck. It's effing you. We're going to talk about what a chicken exit is. Because we all have them. I have them. You have them.
Everybody.
Some of us have chicken exits that are fucking 10. You know those big old double doors and mansions?
Andale.
Some of you have them like that. Sheesh. And some of us have them like doggy doors.
Chiquititas.
Chiquititas. Sometimes you can see them. However, they're always there.
Yes.
You know, so that's the podcast. Are you a pinche gallina?
God damn.
Oh, stay tuned. Trust me. Go through the pain that Paco always says to go through.
Yes.
I wish my friends and family pain and suffering. However, the suffering is optional.
And then una cosa to add to that, a lot of people want a huge success, a huge everything, mansions, the baddest cars, a huge everything, right? With a little bitty result. It doesn't work that way. The bigger the... Little pinche.
The bigger the fear, the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward.
The bigger the reward.
Exactamente. So guys, thank you guys for your support. We have a new review. Conrado, what's the review?
All right. So this is number 407. Fíjate, vamos climbing. Okay. So it goes by like this. Super relatable and real. Hey, Paco and Conrado, I recently started listening to your podcast because it came up in my Instagram reels and it seemed like something I've been looking for. You guys are so down to earth and I feel I'm getting very great advice from a wise friend or tío. Somos tíos. Thanks to you guys, my wife and I are starting to read financial literacy books and I can laugh at the tarugadas ya be saying.
There's a lot of tarugadas on
this. But as long as you guys get the message, it's all good.
And as long as you guys get fucking mad, happy, cry, and don't get to say at the end, all I care is for one effing thing. Take action. Shut me up. Shut me up. Prove me right. Prove me wrong.
Damn.
At least you took something. You didn't become a zombie. Fucking... Oh, man. It just hurts. It hurts me so bad that people are dead. They're walking zombies.
They're walking dead.
You know, they fucking died already.
Damn.
There's going to be two fucking deaths in their fucking tombstone. Ya murieron.
Sí, qué feo. Bro.
If you're fucking feeling anger, if you're feeling emotion, you're feeling depression, you're fucking alive. You know, emotions like that little ding, 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 like fucking that little graph beep, when they beep, 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 beep. You know what? When it goes beep, that's it. That's when you actually stop feeling. That's when you stop being angry at the world, stop angry at yourself, stop being resentful.
Yeah.
You know what? At least that little thing is still going, bing, bing, you know?
And then to make that little thing go, beep, 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 are you a chicken? En español suena más culero.
Everything in Spanish sounds fucking worse.
I don't know what it is.
Are you a pinche gallina?
Ay, wey.
We'll leave it like that.
Damn.
All right, guys, enjoy this podcast. Conrado,
what up, mijito?
Do you like roller coasters, bro?
I love roller coasters.
Me too, dude. I love roller coasters because I'm a people watcher.
Oh, orale.
And when we're in the line, so let's say X2, right? Sí, Six Flags Magic Mountain right here in California. Every Six Flags or whatever has, they're intense roller coasters, right? Sí. It's intense.
It is.
So I'm waiting in the line, and I love when there's like a long, like kind of some wait, because then I like to watch how people are in line.
Yes, some anticipation, right?
Some people are fidgeting. Oh, some people are fucking terrified. Some people are sweating. Some people are fucking happy. You got some promoters like me that I'm like, I'm excited to get on.
That's me too.
And it's crazy because in the line, I like to see how everyone is.
Right.
And then you're taking one little step and one little step. And then you get to that part where you get to the they're passing by.
Oh, bro.
And then you see the fucking carrito coming with everybody with their tears, todos despeinados, right?
Yep.
And then people get on. And then, like, you see them go.
Yes.
Yeah. Pobrecitos.
Lo que se espera. You know, I'm a big guy where I observe a lot, pero más que nada, I use my ears more. I love, like, I have really good hearing from far away, and I always tell that to my family. Like, I love the sounds. I don't know if you guys watch a scary movie. What doesn't scare me is not the image. It's the damn sound when everything's quiet. That's what I'm talking about. I'm more of an audio guy. So what does it for me, and I sell this the most, whenever I go like to Six Flags and I've taken my girls for the first time, the sounds, el pinche carrito, cuando va llegando, y para, right?
Se abren las puertas. Me asustaste como en pinche, Not Scary Farm, when the fucking monitos, like,
clown sale.
It doesn't scare me the clown, it scares me the stupid sound, like, and they start...
Pero los roller coasters, lo que te digo, what's scary part, cuando te subes in the metal, you know you're like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm getting in this box... que me va a asustar, me va a cagar de miedo. And yet, ahí estás amarrándote. Hey, make sure it locks all the way. Like, fuck, is this thing locked all the way? You start panicking.
It's funny because I start kind of... in that sound part, it's not... I like the sound of, like, there's some sound because it's chaos. It's something is going.
Yes.
What I don't like is when it goes clack, 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 clack. And then it goes... and then it goes... like for fucking 5 seconds.
That's the best part. Eso iba. When those carritos take off and you're not in the carrito, you're looking at it, and all of a sudden they go, they start leaving, right? Like, oh shit. And then you don't see it, but now you can only hear it, and then you hear that clack, clack, clack.
So, so getting to that part, I love, and this analogy is going somewhere, guys.
Sí.
Because at the end, everybody goes into that one carrito, right? And we're going in that carrito. We know, we see them pass. We see them go. Yes. We see them come back again. Yes, we hear the noises. Reaction. We see the fucking going super fast. But there's a point when it's your turn.
Anyway.
And I split people into four, right? It's either, you got controllers.
Yes.
You got promoters.
Uh-huh.
You got analysts. And then you got the supporters, right?
Yes.
Apoyadores. And I start seeing them and I start like, oh shit. So the person that's a controller, none of you are controllers in your life, right?
And the wives.
They fucking control everything. They cannot let go of control.
Oh, dude,
and imagine the stress that a controller person is going through when they lock them up.
Oh my God.
They're double checking the fucking harness. They're pushing it. They're making sure. They're making sure that their pocket, all right, nothing's going to fall off.
Yes.
They're double checking, triple checking, quadruple checking. Everything, right?
They want to make sure they have WD-40 in the wheels. They want to make sure that there's no birds flying so that they don't hit it. They want to control everything, right?
Right next to the controller.
Oh my God.
Is the supporter.
Yep.
They're making sure that their controller is okay. They're reaching with their hand. They're like, everything's going to be all right.
You're good.
The supporters don't even care about, they're not even checking their own freaking harness. They're checking the controller's harness. Like, you're all right. Like,
good,
yo te apoyo. I'm going to support you. You're good. They're like, pobrecito. Like, don't worry about it. Everything will turn out fine. That's a supporter, right? It's never about them. It's always about others. Then right behind that person is an analyst.
Oh, my God.
Freaking analistas. Like, just everything has to make sense. They're analysis paralysis.
Right.
They're like, they're already like, all right, cool. So they're checking wind speed.
Oh, yeah. The chill factor, the humidity.
They have to know all of that, bro.
Yes.
They have to look in front. They have to make sure how high it is. If anything, the analyst is also double checking on their phone before they get on the ride.
Mortality rate.
How high, how much miles per hour it goes. How many people have actually, let me look at the Yelp reviews. And then last but not least, a promoter.
Jeez,
and this is my people.
That's it.
This is my people. The promoters, right? There's someone at the front door. The promoters are fucking the person that, no hands, everybody. Yeah. They're trying to promote the controllers, the analysts, everybody's like, all right, when we go down, no hands, guys. And at the end, they're the only ones with no hands.
Únicos, todos los demás van así, todos apretados.
That's my people. Which one did you land on?
Promoter. For roller coaster purposes, promoter 100%.
Echando nos porras, right?
Echando like, porras. I'm that guy in the back. Faster, faster, faster. Higher, higher, higher. Hell yeah, fuck yeah, woo. That's me.
And the analogy in all of this is that we are all on that roller coaster, right? We all wait. We all jump in.
Yes.
We all go through the ride. And then we all come back despeinados with
However, vomitándonos.
Every one of those four people are enjoying it completely different.
Yes.
But at the end, I give all those four people props that they actually got in.
Yes.
Because when you're waiting in line and some lines are longer than others, this is where the point is. This is the point.
Right.
And the so when you're going on the roller coaster and it's your turn, by law, there's always an exit to your right. Right? There's always an exit. And I've seen people take it.
Yes.
Even family or friends that we go, like, at that point, the moment of decision, do I go through and get in the car or do I make a right?
I just exit this shit.
All right. My God. So let me tell you this. In the roller coaster industry, that exit, they call them chicken exits.
Ay, wey.
Salidas de gallina.
Fuck. Damn, dude.
What are chicken exits in life? Chicken exits are fears. Programs that stop you from actually doing what you know you're supposed to. Starting a business.
Oof.
Going for that relationship. Quitting the job.
Híjole.
You know? Like, chicken exits are the times when you know it's going to be a tough time.
Oh,
you know it's not going to be easy.
No.
However, I'd rather go into a relationship with the chicken exit knowing I could get divorced. I'd rather get this job knowing that, hey, if it doesn't work out, I could get unemployment.
There you go. Fuck, dude.
Chicken exit. How many chicken exits, even the person listening, what is your chicken exit? What is your chicken exit right now that is making you go in and not commit? And not commit. Because once you're strapped onto that carrito.
Ya te chingaste.
Ya te chingaste, dude. You're fucking strapped in for a fucking ride. And X, one of my favorite rides, it's fuck. That shit fucking scary as fuck.
You know, that ride was the first ride of mine's daughters. You know, you have to have a height requirement. Yo las llevé. They were only 7 and 8 years old. And they were just made. They just made the cut. Chiquita had to stand up on tippy toes. Kind of had to cheat. I told her, párate, párate. And then apenas like, okay, go. That was her first roller coaster ride. There was adults there hitting chicken exit. And their family members talking shit to those chicken exit people. Look, those little girls are getting on it. What the hell? Oh. And you're exiting? Oh, what a wuss. Oh, you're lame. You're whack. If those little girls could do it. And they were so excited to get on it, dude. X2, that was her first ride ever. Six Flags big in the big leagues. That was it. So I didn't want to baby them going to like mile and then maybe go with faster and then the best. No, I started them at the top and worked their way down. That way they want more. Once they experience that extreme roller coaster, they're not going to be afraid of anything else.
Yeah, man. And that's a perfect analogy to just in anything in life. Like, because the whole line of the chicken exit and getting out of the chicken exit, it didn't start right there, right when you were going to get to sitting down. It started at the line. And that's why I like people watch because you start noticing who are the ones that are committed, right?
Right.
Who are the people that contribute.
Right.
Like that's a big ass difference to try to get on, commit it, and to the people that are gonna go on the chicken exits. Man, bro, when I started knowing that, I started realizing what are my chicken exits, right? Like what are the things that are stopping me and why do people take chicken exits? And it came down to one thing. That freaking little word, that four letter word that starts with an F. Fear.
Fear.
And you know, remember we said it. It's fear stands for false evidence appearing real. Damn. Is fake news that appear real.
Oh.
It's the story that we tell ourselves of, oh, pobrecito me, I'm a victim. I'm Mexican. I don't deserve to have a business. That's for white people, you know?
For real,
right?
Dude,
I'm this.
My, I'm just a worker.
You know what? My parents got divorced. So you know what? I deserve divorce. So why even commit to a relationship? Yeah, yeah. I'd rather always have my chicken exits in a relationship. You know what? My family never had a business, so I'm just going to chicken exit to a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
For 40 fucking years.
Jeez.
I'm not going to buy a home because in 2008, everybody lost their home. Yeah. That's a fucking chicken exit. Yep. It's always justifying.
Always. Or you know what? I don't want to repair it. Fuck that. I'll just make a quick call to the landlord.
Oh, they my God.
It. Why would I want to stress?
You and me that have been in the industry of buying homes and loans, how many times have we talked to people trying to convince them not to buy a home and to buy multifamily, to buy investment property? And what's the first thing they always say?
No, I don't want to deal with tenants. What if they don't pay?
Toilets and blah, blah, blah.
I don't
want
to fix that shit. I don't want to deal with that bullshit. No. I'm okay.
That's your effing chicken exit.
See?
Every single thing that's justifying, that's the word right here, justifying your fear. It's false evidence appearing real. That chicken exit is making you feel, it's okay. You know what? It's okay. Let me just get out. You already waiting in line.
Dude.
You were fucking, even if you're crying, fucking cry and
you're
go forward.
Yes.
Don't cry and go out. Like,
yes.
It's like you're already in the middle of fucking pain. Like, cry to keep going forward. Don't cry to quit.
Right.
I'm glad my mom, when she was crossing El Cerro,
see,
at 7 months pregnant,
oof,
to give me a better life,
right,
didn't have a chicken exit.
Damn.
Imagine if my mom said, you know what? I want to give my son a better opportunity.
Right.
Seven months pregnant, crosses the border.
Right.
I'm glad my mom didn't have a chicken exit.
Dude.
Oh, this is too tough. I'm 7 months pregnant.
Que calor.
Que no hay agua. Do you know where I'm going deeper than this? Like, I'm glad that your mom, if you're listening, and your dad or your abuelito, whoever crossed to give you a better opportunity, I'm fucking glad that they didn't have a chicken exit.
Because
you would not be here if they had a chicken exit.
No shit.
Yes, there was fear. I could guarantee you everybody that crossed.
Dude, you could have died. I mean, it's scary, dude. Imagine
and those are some real fears.
Hell yeah.
Of dying, not the fucking false evidence appearing real.
Right.
People judging me. Oh my God, why even try? They're going to judge me. And like, dude, they went through real fucking fear.
Real fear.
I am glad that my mama didn't fucking have a chicken exit.
Because
people are having too many chicken exits right now.
See.
I'm going to start it. And they're looking at the back door.
Sí, cierto. Dude, it always happens. They come in with the wrong mentality. They come in with, a ver, ¿cómo le hago to get out of here? ¿Cómo le hago to just excuse my way out? Why even bother coming in the first place? The best approach is what I did when my little girl estaban chiquitas with the roller coaster. I'll go back to that analogy. I never showed them the chicken exit.
Damn.
They didn't even know there was a chicken exit.
They didn't even know it existed.
Right now, she's 15 years old and 14. They're 14 and 15. I think right now, and they're listening right now live, they're just finding out there's a chicken exit because I never gave them an option. Just like with my marriage, I'm not going to go in it thinking, I'll just divorce it later if it doesn't work. No. For me, there's no option. For me, I'm going to make it work because it's going to work. Period.
And not by what you say, but by your actions.
Absolutely. Your actions are the world because at the end of the day, if you don't have the results, ¿de qué chingados te sirve el esfuerzo? And you do everything right, but if you don't have results at the end of the day, vales madre, dude. Your actions mean nothing. Just show the example to your kids. Now it's our turns. Now your mom
did
it. She's showing you. She had no chicken exit. Obviously, you're here. You were born in the States. You have the opportunity that they never had. So she showed you that, right? Now it's your job not to have those chicken exits for your little ones. So Charrasteca, Charrasteca Podcast, all the little side ventures, your apartments, everything, it's scary, yes.
Yeah.
But in comparison, El Cerro, pinche calor, muriéndote de sed, 7 months pregnant, carrying you in the womb. Dude, all of this other stuff seems petty. It's like that, no big deal. I'm sorry, it's pity. It's so small in comparison to something so big. So you cannot exit. You cannot have that chicken exit. There's no option for you because of your little ones.
Yeah, dude. And I like the analogy you gave to your daughters, because mm-hmm. some chicken exits, the parents are making it like, bro. Hey, look at it. It's a big door. Ooh, you know what? The chicken exit, it's fucking 10 feet tall, yeah. 10 feet wide. Take it.
Yes.
However, there will be chicken exits, but my chicken exits for my kids are going to be 2 feet wide.
Now that 2 feet. Yeah.
Que no lo vean.
Yeah.
They're there. However, yes. Que no lo vean. Same. And that's the thing right now. A lot of these kids, when they're growing up, is entitlement.
Oh,
I deserve. There's no value driven.
No, dude.
Like, it's like baton was passed. Like, our families came this far.
Right.
For us to not just come this far, right? They worked their asses off. They did what they have to. They did the best they could. Let's be frank. Not all of them were perfect.
No,
a lot of their programs, their traumas, they brought them with them.
See.
So you can't blame them. Yes, yeah. They hit you. Yes, they screamed at you. Yes, maybe they got divorced. Yes, they left. All of that. Don't blame them, right? They did what they could with the information they had.
Right.
However, they brought you fucking here.
And you're here, dude. And you're listening to us.
The baton was passed on to you.
Yes.
Because majority of, I would say 90% of all the people that cross the border, there's always for one thing. I want to give my children a better opportunity, right?
Better opportunity.
There are a few that says for me. However, 9 out of 10 is for my offspring, for them.
Correct.
The baton was passed to you. How fucking have you taken advantage of that baton? Fucking cholo, bad grades, not fucking huevón, shit like that. You know, there's a saying that says, a los solamente le va mal a los huevones y a los pendejos. Y tú, mijo, no eres pendejo. So you must be fucking
huevón.
Lazy. And that baton is going to get passed on to the children.
Sí, cierto,
and
sí.
What are you passing on to them?
Oh,
like that knowledge of, you know what, we came here for a reason could be fucking destroyed by your kids, by one generation. Those little kids, fucking tablets. I deserve this.
Bro.
I want that. I didn't get this. You have a motherfucking toilet. You have fucking air conditioner. You have heater. You have a fucking house.
Dude.
And then you skip a generation back. And then abuelitos are saying, when I was your age, I had to play with fucking rocks.
See?
I didn't have no tennis shoes. They don't communicate. They don't understand each other because we're in the middle.
We're in the fucking middle, translating
not just language, but translating values.
Andale. Yes. And that's a problem with, I believe, as a parent, like you and I being in the middle, our problem is show the kids right after us, the next generation, show them the value that we saw, right? That we heard from our grandparents, from their parents, and even our parents. Show your kids the value that you saw. For example, and I seen it firsthand, like, yo mira en el rancho, dude, they don't have running water.
Nope.
Sometimes they don't even have water. Like, en el pueblo se acaba el agua, you know? And for us, water is just flushy. We just hit this magical palanquita y se va. No, dude, they didn't have it like that. They had to carry it with buckets from a river, bring it to this thing called un aljibe. It's like this little container thing, right? The struggle was very real. I saw all of that. So I was like, shit, we have it good. So my daughters would never see that. They would never understand. So se pierde. Therefore, they don't value things like that. For instance, if somebody was born rich, they have all the money in the world. They could go buy Ferraris, Bugattis. They could buy Rolexes a lo pendejo. Do you think they're going to value it?
No.
Of course not. It comes easy for them. Ferrari for them is just like, it's like me building a carrito de papel. I could just trash it and get another one. Who cares? There's no value there because it was given to me. Once you have that mentality, I believe es cuando se pierde el valor. You lose that hunger. You lose everything. So igual, it goes back to the chicken exits. Us as parents, now that we're parents, if we show them chicken exits, if we say, mijo, it's okay. If you don't like this girlfriend, toss her. Go get another one.
Yeah.
Go have your options open.
Yeah.
And I hear parents, oh, it's okay. Mijo es cabrón. Tiene cinco amiguitas, cinco o seis amiguitas, noviecitas. No, you're setting them up to fail.
Yeah.
You're setting them up to fail. It's like saying, if you decide to be a plumber, right? Go get your plumbing, I don't know, your license. Y de repente, ¿sabes qué? Pero if that gets too tough, mira, you can always fall back and you can always come live in my house. No, dude, you're literally setting them up to fail. It's like you're throwing them out there. It's like if they were birds, you're going to put a parachute on them. No. If you don't fly, guess what? Estás a partir la madre. There's no parachutes, little bird. fly. Extend your fucking wings and fly, dude. And that's a problem. That's a message that we send our generation after us.
It's okay.
And it's okay. These scenarios, it's okay if you fail. It's okay. I mean, it's okay to fail. At least try, though. But there's kids that don't even want to try. There's little birds that don't want to extend their wings. Por la pinche huevonada. I know, that's too much effort to flap. Do we really got to do so much?
And who do we blame?
No, dude. Well, and we blame everyone else.
But who do we have to truly blame?
I know. Parents, ourselves.
Right?
Our parents. Are
the person raising that child. Because the whole thing about, and you hear it. I don't want my son or daughter to struggle the way that I did. See, you do not understand how the fucking butterfly comes out of their cocoon. Like a butterfly, for them to come out of their cocoon, they have to struggle.
Right.
And if they don't struggle, and if the parent came in there and like, yeah, let me help you, that butterfly is never going to gain the strength to fucking flap their wings. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to fucking die.
Yes.
You, parent, by giving all this, like not wanting your kid to struggle, you are killing your fucking child.
Yes.
They're alive physically, spiritually, they're fucking dead.
Yes.
I could guarantee you that kid is going to be living with you.
Oh, my Lord.
Till they're fucking 50 years old.
Yeah.
Because you did not want to give them the struggle. Now, I hope you understand little by little when I say, I wish my family and friends pain. Suffering is optional.
100% true. But they need to go through the pain. Because pain makes you grow, makes you get better, makes you bigger, makes you stronger. If you don't have that pain, believe me, you're going to play it safe. You're always going to be on the sidelines. I don't want to go to attempt to hit the ball because I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to make a ridiculous out of myself. I don't want to strike out. Dude, but if you don't swing, how are you going to hit a home run if you're just holding the bat on the sidelines? You're never going to get your hands dirty. You're never going to gain any type of experience, knowledge, or you're never going to grow. You need the pain.
Yeah,
and parents. That's
and it doesn't matter if you're a parent. You could be 20 fucking 1 years old.
There's you could be the kid.
There's little kids looking up to you.
Oh, absolutely.
There's always little eyes watching and hearing and looking at the surroundings. Right. And then you could be that little kid, right?
Correct.
And the first step is to know what are your chicken exits.
Right.
What are the fears and the limiting beliefs that are stopping me from going to that instinct, you know? The osito, the universe, whatever you want to call it, it's talking to you through your gut feeling. That gut feeling of like, this is not the right job for me. I want to be free. I want to start my business. That's him talking to you, whatever you want to call him. That thing that like that inspiration that's like, you know what? I want this kind of a relationship, but I'm too scared.
Yes.
So I'd rather just be comfortable with this partner for another fucking 5-10 years. Oof. You know, those feelings. And what are your chicken exits that are fucking limiting you? Am I not good enough? What if they judge me?
Yeah.
What if I fail? What if? What if? Eesh. What if? And what the fuck if?
I know, bro. Those chicken nets exits, guys, you guys need to definitely shut them out. Like,
and they're there.
They are.
Fear, right? It's always going to be there. I forgot the artist, and he's a famous person that used to perform in front of thousands and thousands of people. And he said, every single time before I got on stage, I had to go throw up.
Oh, yes.
And he fucking threw up. He fucking threw up, and then he got up on stage and performed.
Yep.
That's the equivalent of fucking you're crying through some pain and
but
go fucking
going forward.
Don't fucking cry and go back. Go through the pain and go forward.
That guy goes through the anxiety. Oh, my God, the nervousness, the throwing up. Y para irse, just exit through the back door from the stage.
Screaming
fans are so pissed. Now you got a refund of these people, lawsuits, y todo eso. Dude, if you already went through all that pain, you threw up and everything, you might as well finish and perform.
Yeah, dude. And this is the thing. Every fucking person that's listening to this, let me tell you what your chicken exit is right now, and this might hurt feelings. You have a plan. Well, hope you have a plan.
Right.
And if you have a plan B, you have a fucking chicken exit.
That's it.
Let's just be fucking frank.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest. If you have a plan B, you have a chicken exit.
Correcto.
You're not committing.
No.
You should only have plan A.
That's it.
And that's it. The only one. You know, the analogy of that fucking military general takes his fucking army, goes to the island, and then fucking burns the fucking ships. Imagine there's no chicken exits.
Nope.
What do they have to do?
Dude,
they have to go fucking forward.
Adelante.
And if they don't go forward, what happens?
Se
they
muere.
Fucking die. If you have a plan B, you have a chicken exit.
Dude,
people. Burn the motherfucking boats.
Quemen esa madre.
Have only one plan and execute that plan. Because if you have a plan B, guess what? You have chicken exits.
See?
So start looking into your relationships, into your career, into your aspiration, your everything. And if you have a plan B, you might want to rethink.
And then you don't really have a plan A.
Then you don't have any. Correct. You don't want it bad enough. Yeah. And that fucking sucks. That damn sucks. Because at the end, we only have that one life, bro. And until something happens, you know, we get rid of the plan Bs when you get cancer.
Oh, my God, dude.
When they tell you, you know what? You only got 6 months to live. Or, you know what? I'm going to divorce you. And you're going to get served. And now you want to fucking change?
Yeah,
now you get rid of your plan Bs. Now you get rid of the side chicks.
I know.
Now you get rid of every, like, no, nah, you're going to get fired. You know what? You got written up. This is your final fucking warning. Jeez. I know it's going to hurt a lot of people listening to, because a lot of these people, a lot of us have gone through that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to divorce. Now I'm going to change. You're going to get fired. Now I'm going to change. How the fuck is it going to be different?
No, bro.
You know why? Because you had a fucking plan B. You had side chicks, side guys, side pieces. You had side jobs, and you didn't fucking commit. You didn't fucking commit.
You were lazy. You were just not caring enough. You just don't give a shit, dude. And that's the result. You're going to lose whatever you had, and then you won't appreciate it until you have lost it. That's when te das golpes de pecho. Ya para qué chingados, dude. If you have something good, you know you want it, you know it's yours, you know this is the right thing for you, fuck plan B, C, D, E, todos de la chingada. Stick with plan A and only plan A.
Yep.
That's it. Chicken exits, get them out of your mind. Don't ever go into something thinking, oh, I could always fall on this, or I could always get out through here, or I could always escape there. Stop making excuses. And I hear it, I see it all the time. Just ask anyone, why isn't it you didn't do this? And they're going to have a thousand reasons for it, dude.
And the last question for the person to leave the listener is, I'll ask you, are you a pinche gallina?
Dang, dude.
Are you a fucking chicken?
Dude.
I remember that was a bad word for us when we were growing up. Don't call me whatever the hell you want to call
not
me.
A chicken.
Don't call me a fucking chicken.
Dude, watch las películas Back to the Future in the 80s. That was like, what? Like, mejor rayamela, you know? Don't call me a fucking chicken. What did you call me? Ni me acuerdo, dude. And it's true.
And I'm going to ask you, are you a pinche gallina?
Dang.
Are you a damn chicken?
Because
that's going to fucking stir up some fucking feelings. Right?
Shit. Dude, and if you say yes, like me, I'm thinking now I have to have a comeback. I'm a gallina, porque tengo huevos, you know. That's how you gotta do it. Tienes disposición. Casi las gallinas tiene mucho producto, right? Tiene de eso. Use some of that and turn that name into gallina into something positive. No pa' que te rajes, no pa' que you could just cower your way out of there, no. Use the best of it and go forward, not back. And that's it.
We all have the fear. We're all crying in life. We're all fucking kicking and motherfucking screaming. That's how we fucking came into this fucking world.
Yes,
kicking, screaming, crying, full of shit. Right, like everything. We came out with caquita, everything, all the juices and all the blood.
Right.
And guess what? We're going to come out. We're living all that right now.
Exactly.
The kicking, the screaming, the fucking depressions, the anxieties, all of that.
And we came out. I mean, that little baby's not going to go back in. But
if anything, some of us are going to go out. Cleaner than how we came in.
Correct.
So out of this whole fucking destruction and chaos and we came out. Like, what the hell? We already went through the worst thing.
Yep.
We came out of the womb.
Yep.
Fucking girls, women, you got props to you, girls.
Oh my God.
You guys, the fucking pain that you guys went through. Imagine if you had a chicken exit.
Oh, dude.
When you came out. Like, there's no motherfucking chicken exit.
No.
I need to get that 10-pound motherfucking...
Get him out!
Like, it's no chicken exit. It's one way, no plan B. Just plan A.
Afuera.
And that's what... I leave you guys with this. My last words, like I said earlier, are you a pinche gallina?
Ay, güey.
All right, guys.